following the swearing-in of President Goodluck Jonathan as president, he had domiciled the federal government amnesty program in my office. Accordingly, we have reordered our priorities, reviewed the program, and a fresh impetus has been brought into the program. As I speak, we are presently in the mood to commence the critical stage of implementing the demobilization, rehabilitation, and reintegration phase of the presidential amnesty program.
What would this rehabilitation entail? Does it entail, for example, paying back money to the militants, giving them free education, or incorporating them into the federal army?
The rehabilitation will entail, first of all, the non-violence training and education. Non-violence training to ensure that there is a maintenance of civil behavior in the Niger Delta. It will also involve career guidance and counseling, where these hitherto militants will now make their own decisions in terms of indicating their wishes and desires as to what careers or what skills they want to acquire. For those who want educational training and job placements, they will also be taken on board. The budget covers those who will have to go back to school and have educational training, and those who will want to have an entrepreneurship training and therefore will be given microcredit to fund their businesses.
If you were to talk to a youth in the Niger Delta of Nigeria, what assurances can you give that the promise now of rehabilitation, all the things you've just said, that the federal government is going to make sure that they happen?
In order to achieve the desired objective, you must properly plan, and that was what was lacking. The reputation of the drivers is also one key point. I've done it before when I was the managing director of NDDC. I brought our militants from the camps and I've trained them. And so we have that confidence. And interestingly, the present president is from the Niger Delta. So there is no excuse as to commitment. I believe that the search for the lasting peace of the Niger Delta has just commenced.
Does all this suggest to the federal government that the amnesty program in the Niger Delta has been working?
Immediately after the amnesty declaration and the retrieval of arms, you will recall that there was a reduction in arms. There was also drastic reduction in oil theft and oil bunkering. Also, you will recall that there was a freeze in the production of oil from the low of about 700 barrels per day to about 2.3 million barrels per day. Some of the construction work that was stopped during the period of the crisis are now ongoing. And also, there was general restoration of confidence and business activity. The initial benefits of the amnesty program are still there and is in consonance with the vision, the renewed vision of Mr. President for the Niger Delta. It will work this way. There is a software and the hardware in consideration of the program. The software meaning the winning of the hearts and minds of the individual ex-militants. And of course, the hardware meaning the implementation of programs, critical infrastructure programs of the federal government. And these are going to happen concurrently.